This is KUT. Texas leads the nation in flash flood deaths. Over 75% of those deaths happen on roads at low water crossings. City workers have been visiting those crossings in Austin to install some new technology to try to make them safer. KUT's Mose Bouchel reports.
I met Matt Porcher near the intersection of Joe Tanner Road and Highway 290 in southwest Austin.
And this is kind of one of our frequent flyers for low water crossings. Every time we have heavy rainfall in south Austin, Joe Tanner will overtop from Williamson Creek.
He should know he's with Austin's flood early warning team. He was at the intersection to help install a flood camera.
And so we're just waiting for our guys for the truck to get here, and then we'll put the new camera up.
The truck arrives. The team breaks out a ladder and gets to work. These cameras will frequently upload images to the city's ATX Floods website so people can see what road conditions are like. It's the brainchild of Joel Odd, who's standing to the side watching the work. Odd is a former Department of Public Safety employee who now works for Beholder Technology, the company the city's contracted on this project.
And so this was your idea originally, huh?
Yes, sir. We were using wildlife cameras on the border to interdict drugs and human trafficking. And a lady in my church had a grandson who drowned in the Marble Falls flash flood event, the rain bomb, they called it.
That was in 2007.
Yeah, and it was a natural leap to say, all right, if we can do interdictions, we should also be able to monitor flood levels.
Traditionally, the ATX Floods website has featured a red dot to indicate a crossing that's unpassable. Matt Porcher says the cameras should work even better.
You can see water over the road and you know, all right, this road is flooded. I'm going to stay off the road today, or I will find an alternative route and that will take me around this flooded road.
With the camera in place, Beholder Technology CEO Sean Richardson feeds the image to the website.
It's live on ATX Floods.
Where you can go and take a look yourself. The city hopes to install dozens of these cameras this year, eventually adding more and more low water crossings to the online map. Porcher says someday you may be able to see crossings all around the state posted online. Mose Bouchel, KUT News.